Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him radio show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax. And tonight, July 4th, 2019, this is going to be another all prophetic show. Somebody must have been praying for some more prophecies. I have 18 words tonight. For those of you who have never listened to one of my prophetic shows, if you hear a prophecy, no matter whose name is attached to it, if it feels like the Lord is speaking to you, then that word is also for you. That's how you know if a word is for you. Or if a sermon, if you're listening to a sermon like you're sitting in your church and the preacher's preaching and all of a sudden it feels like God's talking to you, then that sermon is a word for you too. That's how you feel when God is speaking to you, okay? The first word is for someone called Mary. Mary, you have said something to someone that you cannot take back, though you kind of wish you could. The Lord says to you, learn from this. The power of your words is very great, my daughter. I desire you would not repeat this mistake. Lyndon, or something that sounds like Lyndon. You just started a new job, and things are going pretty good for you. The Lord says to tell you that Satan has issued an assignment of accident against you. This is not an accident on the job, Lyndon, but a moving vehicle accident, a bike or automobile. Bike as in bicycle or motorcycle, something like that, or automobile. It is very serious. Cancel the assignment of the accident in Jesus' name. You must speak that out loud. And bind up every demon assigned under that assignment and command them to go to the deepest abyss, never to return to you again in Jesus' name. You must speak these things out loud with authority in order to cancel it so it won't happen. Someone named Bob. This will sound crazy, but the Lord says someone is plotting to murder you. The plan is motivated by money, like insurance money. Follow the money trail, he says, and you'll know who it is. Show up at home and other places during times when you are not supposed to be there, and you will get all the answers. I think this may involve your spouse and another person. I'm not sure. Be on the lookout, Bob. This is not a joke. If you don't, you won't be alive very much longer. Brad or Bradley. I see you wearing a dark plaid shirt and dark blue jeans. You work a lot with your hands. Brad, there are drugs near you. These are illegal drugs. Someone you care about very much is about to be busted for drugs. This will change their life forever and throw them into a downward spiral that will end up in an untimely death. I think I'm being shown that you can prevent this. If you find the drugs, look in their vehicle too. They may be there. Or find out who is using them. Confront the person and tell them what the Lord has said. I believe the Lord is saying they will take it seriously and it will be a big wake-up call for them. I think it may be your son, but I'm not sure, but it is someone you really, really care about. Ian, or something that sounds like Ian. I see you having some car trouble. The car you drive is an older car, not in great repair, yet even so, you often give rides to others in need and those who have no car at all. The Lord says to tell you he is about to give you a new car. You will get this vehicle debt-free. I think he's just going to speak to someone to give you a new car, because if you won one, you would have to pay the taxes on it. And he wants you to know that he is very pleased with the way that you keep giving to others, even when you yourself are in need. He says if you will continue being this selfless, you are not going to be in need at all, because he's going to speak to someone to leave you a very nice inheritance. Lawrence or Lauren. You are doing some kind of a joint deal with somebody you know. You're buying something with them or something like that, kind of going in partners on it. The Lord said to tell you that you are going to lose your money in that deal if you do it. I'm not sure the other person has very long to live, and it might be connected to that, But the Lord says if you do go ahead with it, you will lose the money you're putting in. Lynn or Lenny, you're a money man. You're either that or you're a drug dealer. I see people handing you money left and right. Lenny, a setup is coming your way. One of the people handing you money is about to set you up. The Lord says you need to get out of that business you are in, like now. Dan or Daniel, there's something you've been waiting on a very long time for that you thought the Lord would bring to you. I don't know if it's a marriage partner or what, but the Lord says he is not bringing you that. He says that is not his will for you, and that he has tried to tell you, but you've been stubborn and refused to stop believing for it, whatever it is. The Lord says to tell you, your path is different, my son. I see that the path he has for you has a lot of adventure on it. It's more of a gamble, so to speak, but it is what he wants for you. I'm being shown that his path for you is a perfect fit for the gifts he has placed within you. He desires to use you to a much greater degree than ever before, and he needs you on this other path in order to do that. Follow me, he is saying. Follow me. Ben or Bendami, or something that sounds like that. I see you surrounded by much family, a lot of family. Too much, in fact. You are feeling smothered because they are always all up in your business. Ben, I see you wanting to go out on your own, away from your family. I think you may be part of a culture where families live all together, like the mom, the dad, the sisters, the brothers, everybody lives in one house. You want to go out on your own and live a more solitary life, but the Lord says do not do this because it will bring regret. I'm not sure why regret, but it will. The Lord is saying look for the joy in your family. He's saying, loose the spirit of laughter in your house and it will help. And how you do that, for anybody who does not know, is you just say, I loose the spirit of laughter in this house right now in Jesus' name. Loose the spirit of laughter in your house and it will help, he says. Loose the spirit of laughter and joy there. He says that will also witness to the others of him. I see they're not all believers. He says they need to see your joy and your peace in every situation, and that will make them want the Jesus you have. Mark or Marcus, I see a car, a really nice car near you. I think it is your car or maybe your significant other's car. Marcus, there's a problem with one of the tires on that car. It's going to blow out and create a very dangerous situation, not only for the driver of the car, but for the cars traveling nearby. Like it's going to cause a multi-vehicle wreck situation, possibly on an interstate. I think the car may have a bubble and it's like on the inside where you can't see it, but I'm not sure. Bill or Billy, you are dealing with a very irritating situation at work. Somebody there just rubs you the wrong way. The Lord says that person was sent there by the enemy to ruin your credibility as a Christian at your job, by making you just lose it, making you just go off on them. So apparently, Bill or Billy, what this means is other people are paying attention to your Christian witness. And that's a good thing. This is actually a good thing because this means your witness at work is actually effective. And that's a rare thing these days since you can't really talk about your faith anymore at work. So try to breathe through it, Billy. When the taunting comes, turn and walk away. If you will resist responding, the Lord says the test will only last a month. I think he's going to get that person out of there or something, or have them promoted or something. Winona or Mona, I see you are involved in a romantic relationship. There's a lot of flirting back and forth going on. Mona, the Lord says that man is married. Walk away. It is not worth it. And the Lord says, if you don't, you will always regret that you didn't, because something bad comes with a relationship with that person that you don't know about, like an STD that you can't get rid of or something like that. Walk away, Mona. He's married. Will or Willie, you have met the girl of your dreams. You've been telling everyone this is the girl of your dreams, Willie. Willie, the Lord says that that girl is only in the relationship for your money. If you want to confirm that, cut the money off. Don't give her a cent. Don't spend any money on her, no matter what, and watch her walk away. She'll blame it on you, but she will walk away. The Lord says she will bring you a lifetime of misery if you don't get away from her now. Sounds like a Jezebel, Willie. Pat, Patricia, or Patty. The Lord says he has been dealing with you about a particular sin for a while, but you are running from him and refusing to give it up. This sin has something to do with a man who is not your husband, though I am not shown in what capacity. The Lord says this is your last chance to give this sin up once and for all, and if you do not, he says he will call you out in front of a large group of people who know you, and he will tell the details of your sin for everyone to hear. Make your choice now. He says you have 3 days, and if you have not put it behind you permanently, he will expose your sin. Heather, you are in a love triangle. I can't see who the other person you are involved with is, but the Lord says you are about to be found out. He says, choose now, this day, which one of them you want to be with, because if you don't, you're about to lose them both. I don't know why both, but I think that you do. Choose now, Heather, one or the other. Men, or something that sounds like men. Men, you are a very frugal person. The Lord says you are almost miraculous with how far you can make money stretch, and you take great pride in this, not in a bad way. You are actually known among your friends for this ability because you're really, really good at it. The Lord wants to use your ability. There is a church not far from where you live that needs your ability, and the Lord is asking you to lend them your expertise for 1 year to help them with their budgeting. They have a shortfall every month, and he says it's not from lack of money, but from lack of knowledge of how to manage money. He does not want this church to close down because he has a plan to use it mightily in the near future. He says if you will lend your abilities at no charge to the church for 1 year, like help them for a day or part of a day each week or something like that, looking over their financials or whatever, and help them see where they can save money, that he is going to bless you with a very large sum of money that will enable you to not have to work, and you will able to be able to buy many things that you would like to have that will make your life much nicer. Lana, or Nana, or something that sounds like that. There's a group of children or an orphanage or something like that in the town where you live, or there is one being built there. The Lord wants you to get involved in this. He said these children need you and that you have a great love for children. He says he wants you to teach them how to pray for what they need. I think these children are either orphans or their parents are very bad parents, like on bad drugs or something. I'm not sure which. He says, teach them to call on my name to pray so that I can help them when they need me. And so I can help those near to them as well, teach them to pray for other people too. Ding, or Dan, or something that sounds like that. You have been walking a tough path for some time now. The Lord says it's about to get tougher still. I think you're about to get a cancer diagnosis, but the Lord says, do not fear, for I am with you, and the sickness is not unto death. So do not let the enemy tell you that it is. There is a person who is going to be a very important relationship in your life, and the purpose of this sickness is that you are going to meet this person throughout the process of getting treatments and all that. It will make sense, he said, after it's all done. Okay, that's all the words I have for y'all this time. I got as many as I could for you. So I hope this is a help to you. Thanks for listening. Jesus bless you. Y'all have a great weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Have you heard? The 2016 and 2017 messages have been published in book form. Even those who do not profess a belief in God can see something is amiss in the world around us. What is coming for our world in these last days? What does the Lord want us doing while we're waiting for His glorious reappearance? Time of Reckoning and Soon It Will Be Night each contain approximately 200 prophetic messages and visions from the throne room of God telling what is coming to America and the world in these end times. The Lord has always warned nations when they were headed for destruction. He has always warned His own people. Are we also being warned? Get your copy of Time of Reckoning and Soon It Will Be Night, available now on Amazon.com. Do you know someone suffering from domestic violence or another form of abuse like verbal abuse? Did you know abuse has deep spiritual roots that cause abuse to be attracted to a person throughout their lifetime? Now, the Escaping Abuse Study Guide helps you discover and remove those spiritual roots so you won't be an abuse magnet. Get the Escaping Abuse Study Guide or get one for a friend. Available now on Amazon.com. Escaping Abuse Study Guide by Glenda Lomax. Available now on Amazon.com. If you ask anyone you know what the most difficult experience of their life has been, many will answer about a time of betrayal. All those called to walk the narrow path will at some point encounter Judas. How will you respond? Do you know how to recognize Judas when he shows up in your life? Can you keep Judas from bringing destruction to your life and ministry? How can you minimize what Judas cost you? Can you pass the test of absolute betrayal? Get your copy of The Judas Test, available in print and new audiobook, The Judas Test by Glenda Lomax, available now on Amazon.com.
Sold out for 30 pieces of silver? In Exodus 21:32, it is the price of a dead slave. In Leviticus 27:2-7, it is the price of a live one. Jesus was sold for the price of a bondservant. Precious Jesus, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, why did Judas sell his friend out so cheap?